I love you. I love you. I love you, God. I love you. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Come on, God, do what you only can do. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, woo, glory, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Come on, you just ought to go ahead and just give him a few more minutes of praise. Just worship him a few more minutes. Woo. Glory, hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now you ought to be where he is by now. You ought to be, you shouldn't be saying, I want to be where you are. You ought to be where he is. Come on. How many of you are there right now? You're there, you're there, you're there. Glory. God has healed the land this morning. He healed it from sin, sickness, disease, habits, addictions. Come on, who believe that right now? I know I'm bothering you this morning, but if you can just get enough strength to high five three people and say, I ain't gonna leave here like I came. Tell them, I'm healed. My land is healed. My land is healed. Hey, 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 thank you, Lord. My land is healed. My land is healed. I made the turn. And now my land is healed. For those of you that had to make that turn just to get here today, God says your land is healed. Even if you didn't hear all the other messages about turns, he said if you just, your turn was to get out of your bed this morning when the devil told you to stay in it. You made the turn. Your land is healed today. We're going to our scripture this morning. Ooh, can't nobody do things like God. Isn't that right? God, can't nobody can do it like God can. The saying is, we can plan, but God can unplan. It's simply just called his will. That's all, and that's all I want. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. We're going to read this and we're going to just hit a little bit of this today and we'll work on the rest later. You ready, Lady Lane?
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
My God. Come on, you ought to be shouting already. Look at your neighbor and say, the blessing after the healing. How many got your land healed this morning? Well, I come to tell you there's a blessing on the way. But you can't get no blessing on a land that ain't been healed. You know, everybody just been preaching, get your land healed, get your land. God will heal the land. But they never told you it still ain't over yet. God only blesses healed land. Shout, I'm healed today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Y'all got to sit down so I can do this. Woo. Y'all know this year that the union focus for 2017 is that we have already turned. Tell somebody, I've already made the turn. You know, when somebody's waiting on you to get somewhere,
yeah.
And they ask you, have you turned on so-and-so street? Yeah, I already turned there. Then, because they know if you turn on that street, you're almost there.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, man.
Woo! Is anybody almost there this morning? How you know? Because I turned. You see, when I was on the road, I was might have been going the wrong way. But if you ever turn on that street, they know you're on the way. So when you made your turn this morning, God saw you coming.
Yeah.
And once he saw you coming, he started healing.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, tell your neighbor, I made the turn. See, and don't get dismayed that after you turn, you're still doing what you used to do. That's all right. You got to make the turn. Because the only way you're going to get healing is turn. Thank you, Jesus. And see, it's been taught to us in such a way that once you turn, you're supposed to automatically be right.
No.
See, sometimes when you turn, you still need the GPS.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what GPS is? God's protective service. Woo! Yeah. Because see, just because you got on the right road, you still might not know where you are. Tell somebody, I'm on the right road, but I'm in unfamiliar territory. And I don't know where I'm going because I ain't never been there before. But I had enough faith to make the turn anyhow. Because I believe that when I turn, the GPS gonna lead me and guide me. How many of you have ever been on the right road and still had to call for more directions? Did you turn on so-and-so street? Yeah, but what do I do now? Look for the sign, look for the house, look for the car, look for the blue car in the driveway. So even after you turn, you still need GPS. Because you on the right road, but you still want to do what you've been doing. But tell your neighbor, thank God for GPS. God's protective service. Isn't that all right, y'all? Thank you, Jesus. God wants us to position ourselves after we turn.
Yeah.
So when you turn, you come here to get in the right position.
Yeah.
Because we understand God's pouring out in a specific place. That's what we're going to do in 2017. You understand, everything that God has spoken leading up to this week, he's going to do it.
Right.
Everything God said is true. Even those things that you haven't received yet. Oh, I wish I had somebody. I know you're looking at your piece of dollar and wondering when your money gonna come. Just keep turning.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, somebody. Just keep turning. You looking for your money. Just keep turning.
Yeah.
Ask God where to stop so you'll be lined up in the right place.
Yeah. Right there.
Some of us wanted our money the next day.
Yeah.
But you ain't stopped doing what you're doing the next day. So just like God is patient with you, you need to be patient with him. Because by right, he should have killed you. So the fact that you still on the road and still got GPS that's working, you ought to just praise him for that. Have you made it there yet? No, but I'm praising him because I'm on my way. How you know you're on your way? What did I tell y'all a few weeks ago? That every time you headed to your future, your past will call you back. That's how you know. Listen, let me mess somebody up real good. If your past ain't bothering you, you ain't going nowhere. That's for some sanctified folk that got it all together. Because if your past ain't bothering you, you ain't going nowhere. Thank you, Jesus. Everything he said, I want you to know that. Everything he spoke, the stuff you haven't received yet, it's still true. But the devil wants you to quit and fold it up and say, ain't nothing to this. Thank you, Jesus. But you understand, you just now turned on the right road. And don't you understand that even after you get on the road where the address is, sometimes you still got miles to go? Every address is not immediately after the turn. You're going to have to go through some stop signs, some red lights. Come on, somebody, some speed traps, some speed bumps. School zones where you need to get off the phone. But you're on the right road. And I'm asking God to set up some school zones on your pathway to your destination. Because there's some folks you're talking to you need to get off the phone with. They ain't talking about nothing. They don't want to do nothing. They trying to track your progress so they know how to mess it up. Thank you, Jesus. Because see, when you see that sign that say a certain amount of dollar fine, if you own this cell phone, you're going to put it down. You're going to put it on speak and talk, but you ain't going to hold it up here. But I'm asking God to trouble our spirit so much that we turn it completely out. Why you ain't answering your phone? I'm in a school zone. I don't want no ticket because the ticket is to hell. Thank you, Jesus. Put some speed bumps in the road so we can slow down. Because see, sometimes when you're trying to get somewhere in such a hurry, you ain't over what you've been going through. Y'all might not understand this kind of preaching, but sometimes you got to let people get over what they're going through. You try to pull them out of it too soon, they ain't through yet. You need to hurry up and get your life right. Well, look how long it took you. Ain't you tired of doing that yet? Yeah. If they was tired of it, they'd quit. Just make sure they done turned on the right road. And every now and then, I hate to say this, y'all, but every now and then, God need to put a DPS or some kind of police officer on our street. Because look like we can't hear nothing else. We can't hear God, but we understand them flashing lights. And I'm trying to help you get somewhere this morning. Don't let God have to put some flashing lights behind you. Just go ahead and yield to him. Sometimes you got to call back. I don't see no blue house with no picket fence around it. And they say, I know. Well, what do you see? I see a white house with an orange fence. Well, you ain't came down far enough. Just keep coming. Sometimes we turn around before we get it. We was almost. We was almost there. But because we was impatient. And Pastor, I got this dollar under my pillow and ain't nothing happened yet. You was almost there before you start complaining. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we make a detour. And look, what this is what happens. Because it ain't happening as rapidly as we would like. We say, I must be on the wrong road.
Okay, all right.
Let me turn around.
Yeah.
And have you ever noticed as soon as you turn around, then you make a call?
Yeah.
Why come you didn't call before you turned around?
Yeah.
And they say, well, what did you do? Well, I turned around because I didn't see it. They say, well, what street was you on? So-and-so street. Well, you should have stayed where you were. You was almost there. How many of you turned around before you got there in your life? Come on, get them hands up. How many? Woo! And a lot of times you'll turn around because you got somebody in your ear talking about you don't know where you're going. What did the direction say? What you doing can't be right. You better hook up with somebody with some understanding. Woo, help me today, Holy Ghost. Because if you got somebody in your ear that's telling you you wrong and you on the right road, because they don't see the vision that you see. That's got to be wrong. What did they tell you to do? Telling you, you better get you some company that got some vision and some understanding in their head.
Yeah.
That's just gonna say, well, I don't know where we are, but I'm gonna support you because I believe that you're following the GPS. If you got somebody who ain't supporting you, you got the wrong person. If you in a church that's not supporting you, you in the wrong church. If you're on a job that ain't supporting you, you're on the wrong job. If you're in a marriage that ain't supporting you, and you're in the wrong marriage. Somebody say, oh, Lord. You better keep folks out your business. Because, child, if I was you, don't pay no bills. Child, if I was you, don't keep you warm at night. Child, if I was you, don't put no gas in your car. And you will listen to that, child, if I was you, because let me tell you something. If child, if I was you, ain't got nobody, you need to listen at them. Lord, have mercy. What am I talking about?
No, you're talking. The word.
He is ready to do what he said he would do, but we must align ourselves.
Yeah.
2017 is the year that we must align ourselves.
Yeah.
The year 2017 means numerically that we are going to overcome the enemy. That's what the number 17 means.
Yeah.
Come on, who is ready to overcome the enemy? Listen, I am sick and tired of the enemy doing what he want to do in my life. And I belong to Christ. Come on, let me see if you belong to Christ. But yet the devil's still messing with you. You got to tell him you'd have had your last year, baby. If you didn't kill me in 2016, I'm overcoming your nasty self now. Tell your neighbor the year of 2017, year of overcoming. It also means complete victory. Ooh, Lord, I need some victory. I'm tired of having partial victory. I'm tired of having a weak victory. And then the next 3 weeks of the month, I'm back where I was. I'm tired of coming to church trying to convince people that I'm delivered when I know I'm not. Oh, y'all didn't shout right there. That was too real. Listen, you're not in this boat by yourself. I think I'm delivered sometime and find out I ain't. Y'all don't want to tell the truth with me in here? Come on, I see some halos sitting around here. Baby, if you got a halo, you better ask God to come get you right now. You ever act like you thought you was over and it came back? It came. Oh. Tell the devil again, you should have got me in 16 because this year I'm overcoming the enemy. Tell somebody complete victory. Shout it, complete victory. That's what I want. I got it.
Yeah.
But see, what got to happen is it's got to get me. Because see, as long as I got it. Oh, can I help you this morning? As long as I got it. When I get to earth that I can't overcome, I can let it go. Oh, God. But when it get me. When it gets me. Tell somebody I want it to get me. Now, when I let it get me, then I'm all right then. I might have to cry because I wasn't quite through yet. But go ahead and get me because it's worth it. Thank you, Jesus. I got to do one thing and then we're going to be through today. Romans 8 and 35. Romans 8, 35 through 39.
All right.
We're going to end right here. It is complete victory in those verses. Did y'all know that? It is complete spiritual perfection and order in those verses. And let me tell you what I found out. In Romans 8, 35 through 39, there are 17 areas of victory. Tell your neighbor, 2017, I'm getting all these 17 areas of victory in my life. Woo. See, he should have ran me crazy in 16, because now I'm finna get it. And not only I'm gonna get it, it's gonna get me. 17 areas where we get complete victory. Let's read them.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation?
I'm getting victory over tribulation. Come on, somebody.
Or distress?
I'm getting victory over being stressed out. Come on, somebody need to get up and shout right there. Because I'm tired of looking at stressed out Christians who got God on their side. You ought to say, I'm going to shout the stress out this morning. No more stress, 2017. What else?
Or persecution?
I'm getting victory over persecution. I'm not stop worrying about what people do to me. Woo, who needs that victory this morning? Shout! I guarantee you, I'm going to find you somewhere in here. Most of y'all and all of them so far already anyway. Read on.
Or famine?
Woo! Famine mean I ain't going to have to do without no more this year. How many did without some stuff? Didn't have everything you needed in 16. You tell the devil it's over. I'm getting all my needs met. No more famine. Famine mean no money to put gas in your car. Famine mean you're late on your rent every month. Famine mean you got to hide your car. Tell somebody no more famine. Woo, that's part of the 17 things you ought to be counting to read.
Or nakedness.
Woo, I ain't going to have to wonder what I'm going to put on no more. Huh? Come on, I need some real folk in here that you know you got to wash every week. Come on, somebody. Because you know that's it right there, right there. That's it, that's it. Tell somebody no more nakedness. And it's not only nakedness of clothes. I'm not going to be naked in the spirit no more. In other words, the devil ain't going. I'm not going to have all my stuff exposed to the devil. You, whatever you didn't expose in 16, you will not do it in 17. Somebody ought to be shouting right there, because you got some stuff you don't want nobody to see. But tell your neighbor no more nakedness. Woo, the word of God is going on in here. What else did he say?
Or peril.
No more peril. That just means trouble. Who is ready to get through with trouble all the time you turn around? Everywhere I go, there's trouble. Why are we singing that song? Everywhere I look, there's strife. But remember, God is standing by. No, God ain't standing by. He ought to be in you. I don't need him standing by. I need him to get in me. Because when he get in me, trouble got to go. Trouble in my way. Got to cry sometime. Lay awake at night. How in sound as well as that's all right, you can't sleep. But that's all right. Jesus will fix it. He already done fixed it. You just got to get where the fixing is. 2017, I ain't living in trouble in my way all the time. What else he say?
Or sword.
Woo! Lord have mercy. Man, make sure they don't try to kill you. You got all the doors locked. And I'm not saying don't use common sense, but some of y'all are so fearful, it's ridiculous. You know what? The thing that'll kill you that you ought to be worried about is sin. That's what'll kill you. You ain't got to go buy no gun because you can't sleep. Say your prayers and go to sleep. If Jesus can sleep with a storm going on, some of y'all utility bill is high now because you got to sleep with all the lights on. Woo! And then you try to tell people, child, know what you worried about. Jesus will keep you. Turn them lights off and go to bed. Thank you, Jesus. You can buy an extra hamburger through the week for lunch if you cut them lights off. Well, I need a light so I can get see how to go to the bathroom. You can walk your house blindfolded. You done been in it so long. You all right. You just scared. Tell your neighbor you scared. That's why they on. Child, I thought I seen something walking around my bed. You stop living all jacked up. You won't be seeing no demons in your house. Ooh, I'm scared of ghosts. They said somebody died here before I moved here. He said if you live right, you won't have to worry about the sword. Read.
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long.
There it is right there. You got to surrender all day long. Tell your neighbor, 2017, I'm going to surrender every day. Every day. And all day. So whatever you say to me ain't going to work. Because you got a good cussing in 16. 17, I'm going to want to cuss you, but I'm growing. I'm growing. Tell them I'm growing. I'm growing. Just hope you don't catch me on the wrong day. Thank you, Jesus. Read on.
We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
It's a privilege. We are, I want you to catch this. It didn't say we are sheep for the slaughter. It says we are accounted as. So the Bible says we are sheep before the slaughter. That ain't what it said. He said we are as. In other words, what he's saying is you just got to be humble. Yeah. And don't fight back. Ooh, that one hurt. Oh, Jesus. Somebody say 2017, I ain't fighting back. Oh, some of y'all was so weak with that one. 2017, I ain't talking back to my mama. Come on, young folk. 2017, I ain't arguing with my significant other. Talk to me anyway. 2017, I ain't arguing with my church members. Yeah. 2017, I ain't gonna go home and talk about them. Ooh, now that one didn't get no amens. But you are counted as a sheep before the slaughter. Now the sheep didn't do nothing wrong, but he still had to go get slaughtered. So all Jesus is saying, I'm just giving you that as an example. Just because you ain't wrong don't mean you got to defend yourself. What else did he say? I got to go.
Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Tell your neighbor, I'm conquering everything in 2017. I mean, Reverend, I'm conquering everything. Nothing that held me in 16 is going to hold me in 17. If you believe that, shout for the Lord. nothing that held me. And boy, I had some stuff that held me too. Y'all looking at me trying to fool me. But you know, it was some stuff in 2016 that really held you up. You would have been a lot further, even though you're doing all right. Here's some stuff that tied you up for a minute. Come on, somebody. You almost lost it. You were about to give up. You were about to quit. But somehow here you are. And because God let you make it, say it ain't gonna happen no more. Y'all trying to fool me here, y'all. See, this ain't no place where we try to fool people. This is where we keep it real. Yeah. Baby, if you struggling, you struggling. Yeah. But tell your neighbor, I'm a conqueror this year. Woo, I'm a conqueror. So when you come at me the wrong way, I'm gonna conquer you. Yeah. And I ain't gonna conquer you the way I've been used to trying to conquer you. Huh? But I'm gonna conquer you in the spirit of the living God. I'm going to ask him to trouble your spirit so much you ain't going to even want to see my face. Come on, does anybody have some enemies like that? But if you'll learn how to conquer them in the Holy Ghost, they won't even want to come your way. But when your enemies are always in your face, that lets me know that they ain't worried about your God. But when you conquer, tell them I'm going to conquer, I'm going to conquer. Come on, think of three people you need to conquer right now. See, you got to conquer them in the spirit. So when you see them tomorrow, they're going to go the other way. Because your face going to be full of the joy of the Lord. Woo. What else he say? I got to go. Y'all messing with me. I got to go.
For I am persuaded that neither death.
Wait. I'm delivered from death this year. Come on, somebody say, I shall live and not die. I don't care what the medical report said. I don't care what they say I got. I shall live. Somebody say, yeah. I'm going to live and not die. You ought to say that right now. Because I told y'all, some of you got some stuff you don't even know about yet. I'm going to live. Come on. Neither death nor what?
Nor life.
Now life don't mean the life you're living. Life means the circumstances of life. Yeah. How many of you know that the vicissitudes of life are not going to keep you down this year? Yeah. Come on, somebody. I want somebody to go home and look that word up because I learned it and I like it. Yeah. But you got to understand that the vicissitudes of life are not going to keep you down this year. It just simply means the circumstances that come your way in life. Unavoidable things are not going to keep you down. Stuff you wasn't even expecting, you're going to walk through it with a smile. Wait a minute, y'all need to get that one. Because there's going to be some stuff you're going to be told this year that if you ain't ready, nor death, nor life, now what?
Nor angels.
Not even the presence of an evil angel. Evil demon. Yeah. Y'all do know that angels was kicked out of heaven, right? Yeah. That went on Lucifer's side. Yeah. So not even those angels. Yeah. I got victory. Tell somebody I got victory over demons. He ever went somewhere and said, something wrong in this place. Ooh, I feel something that ain't right. Yeah. Tell them that might have happened in 16, but you won't get me in 17. Yeah. See, I got complete victory over demonic angels. Somebody, you got to speak. Speak it over your child. Speak it over your child, your grandchild. Speak it in your house. Speak it on your job. If your boss ain't saved, you need to speak that over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What else did he say?
Nor principalities.
Principalities mean evil spirits in the air, in the atmosphere. That's why I told y'all. See, when you come into God's house, everything that came in here wasn't holy. So that means that somebody got to change the atmosphere. So when changing of the atmosphere is going on, don't talk about them. Sit there and be quiet so you can get a blessing. Ooh, I didn't get no amens enough right there. Y'all, I heard I heard Sister Alma say, I heard Sister Favor number two. And God told me to tell you earlier, you got a unique praise. That's why he sent you here. And so for all y'all that don't understand, just bear with it. God going to get a control over it. But she came here because of a unique praise. Now, didn't that answer all y'all questions? Some of y'all were scared to say, yeah, my son. If you got a head that can't answer your question, get a different one. But he's your old Lord, better show no God. What else? Read.
Nor powers.
Powers. People that think they got some control. People that think they running some stuff. Donald Trump. Come on, somebody. I ain't worried about that power in the White House. Because I got somebody who have all power. You can make any kind of rule you want to. I don't care. Tell your neighbor, I got Jesus. And that's enough. I'm going to stay with him no matter what goes on. Because I'm not worried about the White House. I'm worried about your house. And if I'm in your house, then my house is blessed. Hallelujah, somebody. Come on, what else he say? I got to go.
Nor things present, nor things to come.
Things going on right now. Tell your neighbor, I got the victory. I got complete victory. I am overcoming the enemy. Thing that's going on right now, and I already got victory over whatever comes. What else he say?
Nor height, nor depth.
Who's scared to get on an airplane? Who's scared to get on a ladder? Come on. Talk to me. Now, it's something weird about me, because I get on an airplane, but I don't do ladders. Because I know if I fall off of that, I'm going to hit the ground. I'm trusting this man that's driving his airplane, but I don't trust my own self. And some of y'all are the exact opposite. You don't bother about no ladder, but you won't get on no plane. Talk to me in here. Well, here's where I want to get you this year. Even if you don't get on the plane, I want you to say, I am not scared of heights. Because now I'm going to hear you. I'm going to have to help you, because when he come back and the second trump sound, say we're going to be caught up in the air. Now we ain't going to fly away, but you're going to fly up. You're going to be caught up above this right here. Wait a minute, Lord. Wait. Hold it, Lord. Hold it. Can't you just bless me right here? That word heights also means other higher powers. So you don't have to worry about higher powers in you. But I just thought I'd have a little fun with you about natural heights. It's the same principle. That even if you might be afraid of it, you don't have to worry. Amen. I do have fear when I get on the plane, but I know God's going to do it. Amen. I'm not quite as bad as my son that got to knock myself out. What you doing? I'm finna chill. What you taking? Some chill. Wake me up when we get there. What else?
Yep.
No matter how low things get in your life, I'm going to overcome. Have you ever been in a low spot? Come on, have you ever been in a low spot? Some of you right there. But say, I survived 16 and I'll never be low again. Tell them again, my pocketbook will never be low. My spirit will never be low. My joy will never be low. My happiness will never be low. T- Tell them, be afraid to say, my income will never be low. For those of you that got bold faith, say, I'll never be broke another day in my life. What else he say?
Nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
All he's ending with here is now, no matter what it is, no matter who it is, no matter where and why it is, I'm staying with God in 2017.